You've got a home improvement dilemma? Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When you hear the auto attendant, press 1. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Well, I mentioned it last week. I'm going to mention it again. One thing about no monsoon season, it sure extends the application of your back patio misting system.
You're not competing with the humidity.
Oh, man. My back patio misting system has been turned on every afternoon since May. And I get home, I turn the misting system on, I turn the ceiling fans on, I move out to the back patio, and I pour myself that unbelievable tall glass of Arizona Sun Tea with a fresh piece of mint in it, and I just sit there and I pet my dogs, Bullet, Bandit, and Buck, and that I'm just in heaven right there every afternoon. And I want to just reach out and give a big thank you to a man by the name of Mike Myers. He owns the Arizona Mist System Company. And at Rosie Remodeling, we recently completed a master bathroom remodel. And the client mentioned, I'd like a mister on my back patio. And I said, okay, well, let me go to my warehouse. I just happened to have an unused compressor, which is the most expensive part of the mist system.
Because you need that machine to get the water.
1,000 PSI, baby. You need it really high. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, would you even consider taking my old pump that's been sitting unused in my warehouse for a couple of years and go attach it to a system for this client? And he did. And the minute they turned it on, she texted me and she said, this is like heaven on earth. This is my new primary living habitat at this address. So she loves it. So Mike Myers of Arizona Mist Systems, thanks a bunch for helping us out there. And if you're considering a mist system, consider giving Arizona Mist Systems a call. All right. On our website, rosieonthehouse.com, we always have a topic of the week. We always have the outdoor living hashtag, and we always have the weekly to-do. And our weekly to-do this week is hashtag air filters. And when we want to talk about indoor air quality, air distribution, we always reach out to one of our Rosie certified partners, and we're going to reach out to Jeff Carmichael from Rias this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. Air filtration, a lot of people in the house, but driven by the quarantine situation, driven by the 115 degree situation, indoor air quality. Take it from there, my friend.
Sure. Yeah. Air quality is top of mind, obviously, with the pandemic and with multiple people in the house, longer hours than normal circumstances. So, yeah, air quality is kind of top of mind, and it starts with air filters and just doing your due diligence and replacing them at least once a month.
And with what kind, Jeff?
So that's a kind of a loaded question, but the biggest problem that we see is the restriction of airflow. When you restrict airflow, you cause a multitude of other problems with your heating and cooling system. So we typically want you to use just a standard pleated filter or a MERV 5 or MERV 6. That's going to do what the filter is supposed to do, but also allow enough air into the system so you're not causing that restriction.
We generally, through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, oversized the air conditioning units. And I don't know why, but we undersized the return airs. If you're in one of these older homes and you go with a better filter, what are some of the warning signs maybe you need to rethink the strategy?
Yeah, the first indicator is we see a lot of filters that almost bow up. As so when you pull that filter out, you'll see that it has the tell signs of restriction, right? It's starting to get pulled up into the air handler. So if you see that curve on the filter, that's your number one sign that you have a major restriction or an undersized return for the unit.
And at that point, your primary option, your easiest option, is just go back to the cheap 79 cent spun fiberglass filters if you have to.
Yeah, you can do that. Or, the longer, better solution is just to either add or upsize that return grill. It's a real cost-effective way to just solve that problem.
Now, Jeff, for an assessment of indoor air quality, for whole house energy audits, for any air conditioning or heating need, if someone wanted to contact Rheus, how would you have them do that?
Yeah, you can reach us online at reeis.com and just fill out an inquiry form, or you can give us a call, and that's 480-969-7500.
Now, sometimes we go to the hardware store and we buy these paper pleated filters, and they say they're a 3-month filter. I know how sure. I feel. I know how I feel about that. How does Rheus feel about that?
Yeah, we've kind of transitioned. So we used to say, we do say replace your filter every single month in the summer months, and then we used to give homeowners a little bit of a break and say, well, if you don't run your air conditioning or your heating system in say December, January, February, don't worry about replacing the filters. But it's better just to do it every month and make that a habit, because it's one of the easiest things you can do, and it's one of the biggest headaches that you can cause on your heating and cooling system. So you might as well just make it a monthly routine, a monthly habit. Put it on your calendar, put it on your Rosie on the House calendar, set up a reminder on your phone, and just do it every single month. That way it just becomes, again, a habit for you, rather than having to wonder or question, did I run my heat? Did I run our cooling this month? Just do it every month.
I couldn't agree with you more heartily. Jeff Carmichael of Rheus. Again, the contact information at Rheus, Jeff?
Yeah, it's reeis.com, and you can fill out a general inquiry. I get all those, and I'll respond within 24 hours. Or you can give us a phone call anytime. That's 480-969-7500.
If you'd like an assessment of your indoor air quality, an assessment of your central air conditioning and heating system, a consultation on what a mini-split air conditioner might could do for you at your home, or a whole-house energy audit, which every one of you should get, Rheus is a great place to start. Jeff, thank you very much. We've got callers lining up. Let's see if we can get to them one by one.
Beth, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, thank you. So I have a pretty long driveway, just concrete, and I've been wanting to replace it with a paver driveway. And I heard there's a product now where you can kind of get like just the veneers over the top rather than tearing out the actual concrete slab and then replacing the whole thing. The problem is, the few places I've called, they'll put the veneers over like existing, sidewalks and pool deck and things like that. But I'm still getting a lot of people saying, oh, you should probably do the full pavers on the driveway rather than veneers. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that are. Are they strong enough to handle, the weight of cars? Are they, maybe these people don't know about the new products. I don't know, but I'm having a hard time finding someone who does this.
Well, we can find that person. Beth, where in Arizona are you?
I'm in far north Scottsdale, almost at the Boulders area.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, Ms. Beth, we might have you take a picture of that and send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. You can overlay concrete driveways with a paver. You certainly can do that. When people challenges us on that, concrete we generally pour at about 2,000 psi. Pavers are made at about three times that, four times that, 6,000, 8,000 psi. They make pavers specifically for overlaying on driveways, and I'll get you in touch with the main man, Mr. Nathan Angel, and he'll be able to answer every question you have and probably even give you places to visit in your neighborhood where it's been done and you can see it. So, Beth, you'll be expecting a call from Mr. Nathan Angel of Bellegarde Pavers. And I promise you, there isn't any question you could have about pavers that Nathan can't answer.
Yeah, the biggest thing is what condition is that concrete driveway in? You obviously don't want to put...
Don't do it yourself. There's yeah. very specific steps that must be taken.
And you know, if it's already a crumbling or cracked driveway, you know, putting new pavers over it, you're just masking a problem, and it's going to be a lot more expensive to go back and refix it now because you've got to then pull all the pavers back off. So, another paver question. Let's go to Alan in Phoenix and see how we can help Alan this morning. What you working on?
Well, thanks for taking my call. We are in the process of redoing our landscaping in our front yard, and we had an excavator come out and remove a busted up sidewalk. It was cracked in multiple places. Well, what we discovered was our front door is set back in our foundation by about 4 feet. We thought it was part of the sidewalk. It turned out that it's not. Well, what we're wanting to do is have the pavers, you know, come flush up against the front door. And we wanted to know if it would be okay if we cut a little 4-foot by 6-foot section off the foundation to put the pavers in.
So without seeing your house, you want to know from Rosie if you can start tearing up your foundation?
Yes, pretty much. It's a 3-foot by 6-foot section.
Okay.
You know, like I said, we weren't expecting that the front door to be set back.
So. Now, Alan, when I approach your front door, this 3-foot section, do I have to step up right there, 3 feet in front of the door?
No. It's like a little entryway.
Okay.
There's a covering over it. For some reason, previous homeowners set the front door back and then created, I guess, an awning, if you will.
Okay. And when I get right up to the front door, do I have to step up into the house another couple inches, or is it flush?
No, you don't. It's flush.
Okay. All right. Well, that does complicate things a little bit. But again, if you'll take a – what part of Arizona are you in?
We're in central Scottsdale, 64th and Thunderbird.
Okay. All right. Well, you're my neighbor.
Yep.
Let's make sure we've got your phone number. Let me just do a drive-by and take a look at it. Generally speaking, removing that much linear foundation isn't going to be a problem at all. The linear foundations, we can generally remove 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 feet and not have any ramifications at all. But before I tell you it's okay, let me see a picture or let me do a drive-by and make sure we're not sacrificing the integrity of the structure of the home.
Yeah, the foundation is underground.
Rosie said I could do it.
Your foundation really technically is underground. That's the concrete and in some cases they set block, and then the concrete floor, that's just a floor. That's not structurally holding the rest of your house. And
he said the prior owner moved the door back, so I need to see a picture.
Yeah. Well, we'll get your address and do a drive-by, and we'll help you get your project done. Kate's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome to the program. Kate?
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
And how can we help?
I am struggling with ambient lighting in my kitchen under the cabinets. And I can't run new electrical there because the way that they did the tile work without ripping the tile work up. And I've been struggling to find a good, like, battery-operated lighting or something I can do for under-the-cabinet lighting. Do you have any suggestions there?
Well, I think what I would tell you to do is take a lot of pictures of your kitchen and your tile and your cabinets. And I would get into Statewide Lighting. They're offering a Rosie on the House discount right now through Halloween, 20% off any order. So I'd take the pictures. I'd call Statewide Lighting at 480-391-0452, and I'd go sit down in the showroom with them and say, look, this is what I've got, and this is what I want to get done. Now, how are we going to do that? But let me address one comment you made, that you can't get wiring in there. I got a guy, Kate, that can get a wire in anywhere, and he's proven it over and over and over and over again in 100 different applications. I'll bet you $1 to a donut right now he can get a wire in there.